This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra today. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will flag off the metro train scheduled to run from District Court to Swargate, Pune. In line with his commitment to make India self-reliant in the field of supercomputing technology, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate to the nation three Param Rudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees, developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. These supercomputers have been deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Prime Minister Modi will also inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. This project represents an investment of 850 crore rupees, marking a significant leap in India's computational capabilities for meteorological applications. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Siachen Base Camp today. During her visit, President will interact with the troops posted there. A voter turnout of 54.11% was recorded till 7 p.m. yesterday in the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Election Commission said the voting was held for 26 assembly constituencies peacefully without any incidents or violence. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, had maintained a constant supervision of the polling process to ensure that the polling is held in an incident-free manner. Rajiv Kumar said the valleys and the mountains which had once witnessed fear and boycott are now taking part in the democratic festivities. He said strong security measures were in place, creating a conducive environment for voters to cast their vote without fear or intimidation. Mr. Kumar said webcasting was done in all polling stations to ensure transparency of the voting process. India has called for urgent reforms of the international decision-making structures, especially the UN Security Council, to give the Global South its due representation. Speaking at the Foreign Ministers' meeting of the G20 in New York yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the United Nations is a prisoner of the past and it must evolve with the world. He said, as a result of the UN Security Council struggles to fulfill its mandate of maintaining international peace and stability, undermining its effectiveness and credibility. He stressed that the Global South must be given the legitimate voice. He emphasized the urgent need to reform the UN to ensure it is representative, credible and effective. Dr. Jaishankar said the reform should include expansion of both permanent and elected seats on the Security Council. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov last night on the sidelines of the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar said during the meeting they discussed bilateral cooperation and regional issues. He also met New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters and said that it was nice to see him. Dr. Jaishankar also held a meeting with the Prime Minister of Belgium, Alexander De Croo, and discussed manufacturing and technology cooperation as well as exchanging their views on the situation in Ukraine. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday attended the Governors Business Roundtable at the 9th Annual Meeting of Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. Speaking on the occasion, Mrs. Sitharaman exhorted Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, to strive for standardization and greater provision of innovative financial tools and products besides playing a catalytic role in mobilizing private sector resources. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met Indian Chess Olympia champions at his residence in New Delhi. Mr. Modi witnessed a game of chess between members of the 45th Chess Olympiad winning team of India during the visit of the Indian men's and women's chess teams to his residence. India had struck historic double gold medals in 2024 Chess Olympiad held in Budapest, Hungary. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.